Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson confirms to WBEZ in the Sun-Times today that all seven members of the Chicago Board of Education are expected to step down later this month. This comes as Johnson has been trying to push out school CEO Pedro Martinez. These resignations will allow Johnson to then appoint members who will likely do as he wants, fire Martinez, make a contract deal with the Chicago Teachers Union, and take a loan to cover a city pension payment and the teachers' contract this year. Meantime, some Chicago City Council members say they are stunned by today's mass resignation news. Some alderpersons say these resignations to come are a rebuke of Johnson, and they raise concerns about his abilities to pass priorities in Springfield and City Hall. Johnson will now get to appoint those new members ahead of next month's school board elections. Early voting turnout for the November election remains high in Chicago and the collar counties. The DuPage County Clerk says more than 10,000 people voted in the first full week of early voting. DuPage County also shattered the record for in-person early voting on the first day it was available. In Chicago, more than 1,400 people cast their ballots in person yesterday on the first day of early voting. That's on par with 2020. Suburban Cook County residents can begin early voting next week. Applications for vote by mail can be turned into your local election authority anytime. The Supreme Court says it will hear an appeal from convicted former Chicago alderperson Patrick Daley Thompson. The Sun-Times reports the high court's deliberations are not expected to completely undo Daley's conviction for tax crimes. Earlier this year, the Supreme Court limited use of a bribery law that is crucial in the upcoming trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael J. Madigan. Conservationists in Illinois continue fighting to protect wetlands. Legislation reinstating protections for wetlands in Illinois failed to pass during the spring legislative session. Randy Smith is the Illinois River Project Director for the Nature Conservancy and says 90% of the state's wetlands are already gone, and what's left is often highly degraded.
They are functionally way less than 10% because of other pressures from the surrounding systems. So it's really spooky to think about losing any more wetlands in Illinois.
Federal protections for wetlands were gutted last year by the Supreme Court, leaving it to the states to take action. The fall veto session for the Illinois legislature will start November 12th. And the list of finalists is out for one of Chicago's top local book prizes. The Chicago Review of Books and the Northside Writing Center Story Studio organized the local Cherby Awards in fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Booksellers vote on those prizes. The fiction finalists this year are The Divorcees by Rowan Beard, The Material by Camille Bordas, The Body Farm by Abby Jenny, Wellness by Nathan Hill, and Hot Springs Drive by Lindsay Hunter. Winners will be announced December 12th at a ceremony in the Fine Arts Building. Nice day today, sunny skies, a high in the low 70s, clear and cool tonight, a low in the low 50s, a nice weekend ahead, 80 and sunshine on Saturday, mid-70s and sunshine on Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Happy Friday. Thanks for listening.